Medicaid benefits used to be available mostly to low-income children, pregnant women, and disabled adults here in Michigan, but that changed in 2013 when Michigan voted to use federal funds from the Affordable Care Act to extend those benefits to more people. Governor Snyder was a major force behind the legislation, saying it would mean lower health care costs and more federal dollars for Michigan. Healthy Michigan, the state's expanded Medicaid program, has enrolled nearly 600,000 people in the past year. But the future of the program depends on the Department of Health and Human Services getting a waiver from the federal government. Changes to Healthy Michigan, set to take effect this year, could create hurdles for obtaining that waiver. Here to explain is State Medicaid Director Steve Fitton. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
Also joining us by phone, State Senator for the 12th District, Jim Marlowe, who serves on the Senate's Health Policy Committee. Senator Marlowe, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Good morning. Both good morning to you, Steve, and good morning, Mark.
Glad you're here. Steve Fitton, let's start with just the basics and try to keep this understandable. Why does the state need to apply to the federal government for a second waiver?
Well, the Healthy Michigan legislation that expanded the Medicaid program in Michigan has a provision. It's literally written into the legislation that requires that the state submit a waiver to the federal government by September 1st of this year that would really change the terms of the program in a significant way, not a huge way, and that the federal government approve that waiver by the end of this year, December 31st of 15, and if it's not approved, then the program ends for everyone. The change that's required is that for individuals who are on the program for 48 cumulative months, so that they've been on the program essentially for 4 years, and they're over 100% of the federal poverty level, would be required then to have a change in their circumstance. So they would be given a choice. They could either go to the exchange and get federal subsidies on the exchange, or they could keep Medicaid, but their cost sharing would increase, their maximum cost sharing amount would increase from 5 to 7%.
So the terms get a little bit stricter. Is it safe to describe it that way?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Marlowe, you were among the legislators who voted for the Medicaid expansion back in 2013. When that bill was passed, did you anticipate problems with the waiver later on down the line? Was this on the legislature's radar?
Well, let me do two things. First of all, let me compliment Steve and his fine and excellent team at the new DHHS, which is Department of Health and Human Services, for all of their success in improving health care access. With all of this increase in numbers that we're talking about, almost 600,000, access is extremely important to be able to get to the proper place, and Steve and his team has done an outstanding job of making this go smooth and seamless. So back to the question, yes, we knew that there was going to be two waivers. We knew the first waiver was the easier of the two, and unfortunately, the second waiver, that was the hinge pin on passing the legislature with some of the legislators in both the House and in the Senate. You know, they felt that we needed that that difference, and so that was a known fact. But we never thought that it was not attainable. We basically felt that the federal government, better known as Washington, would look at this 325,000 potential enrollees, and that was the goal at the time. And we felt that no one would be wanting to shut the door on that many people. Now we're a year into this, and we're almost at 600,000. Enrolled.
The differences, I recall that the differences between Michigan's Healthy Michigan program and the federal Medicaid standards arose, as I recall, because our legislature felt policies needed to become stricter than federal Medicaid policy. I recall Senator Rick Jones saying on this program that recipients needed to have a little more skin in the game. Is that the direction that Healthy Michigan is set to move in.
That was the conversation, and that was the hinge pin. And we're basically talking. The standard is 5% maximum, and we are asking the government to look at a maximum of 7% of income. And so, Steve, correct me. Is that my memory? It says that we're talking about.
That's exactly right. That's one of a couple components. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's precisely correct.
Our guest today, State Senator Jim Marlowe, who serves on the Michigan Senate's Health Policy Committee. Also, I beg your pardon, Steve Fitton, director of the Medicaid program for Michigan. We're talking about the state's efforts to get a waiver from the federal government to continue the Healthy Michigan program. Oh, what's at stake here, Steve Fitton? What kind of impact has Healthy Michigan had so far in this group of newly eligible people? I take it it's been pretty good.
We're really thrilled, I think, with the success that we've had so far. And it's not to say that everything's perfect, but you know, we have enrolled literally by March 31st, we had enrolled 605,000 people in the program, and then there were some redeterminations, people that had been on a year, and some people fell off. So we're now at 590-some thousand, but it'll fluctuate and probably stay somewhere close to the 600,000 figure, which is, in fact, considerably more than we projected, as Senator Marlowe said. So this has been a great success. But I think part of why we're so pleased is we've been able to ingest 600,000 people into the healthcare system, into the Medicaid health delivery system, most of the healthcare being delivered by our health plans, our HMOs. And we've had a great record of success in terms of access. So I've not heard of any situation where an individual has had trouble finding a primary care physician. And in fact, our most recent data shows that we have had almost 500,000 primary care visits, 125,000 of them being preventive visits and 360,000 being regular office visits. And this is probably not even complete reporting at this point. We've had tremendous uptake in terms of dental service utilization. So at this count, without even all the data in, I'm pretty sure we've had 140,000 individuals go to the dentist. Now, many of these people wouldn't have had a regular doctor, regular dentist to go to in the past. So we're getting people into the healthcare system. And the real essence of the program is to get people healthier. And so there's a health risk assessment that primary care physicians are working through with beneficiaries to have them work on health behaviors. And for those that have completed the assessment, we've had like 65% who have indicated they want to work on weight loss. We've had 45% that have agreed to commit to doing good follow-up care for chronic illnesses and so forth. So we are really moving toward making the population healthier. We just think this is great for the state of Michigan and great for all these individuals.
We've got quite a bit of territory to cover here. Senator Jim Marlowe, let me just ask you, if you just briefly, please, do you generally agree that the Healthy Michigan program is off to a good start?
Yes, and let me just back up a second. The enrollment in the program speaks for itself. I am personally overwhelmed that the success of this is taking place. And these residents, I want your listeners to understand this, these residents have a health insurance card from one of 13 private health insurance companies, including Sparrow PHP and McLaren Health Plan Systems here in Lansing. They're two of the 13. These residents are required to pay a monthly premium, co-pays for some health care services. So it's not like a complete free lunch. They do have some skin in the game, and we intentionally put that together.
Steve Fitton, let me ask you, though, this does get a lot more complicated, really, in a way. You are in contact with the federal government on this. MERS reported a couple of days ago that it was not necessarily looking real good in terms of getting this necessary waiver. Talk to us about your conversations with the feds on this.
Well, we're really pretty close to the beginning on this in terms of, you know, serious negotiations. But in, you know, my initial conversation, as was reported in MERS, you know, they indicated that it just wasn't going to be a straightforward process where we could send in the different elements that are in the second waiver that are required, and they were just going to stamp it and say approved. And that they did say it would be difficult for them because this breaks some ground that hasn't been broken before. And even some of the innovations they approved for the state of Indiana, which there were a lot of folks looking at that state and their particular waiver, they didn't approve going above 5%, for instance. But there are different waiver mechanisms. There is a lot of complexity to the Medicaid program and the way it's administered. And there's really an intense interest on both the part of the federal government and on the part of our state government to get this done and to maintain health care coverage for 600,000 people. So I think it's fair to say it won't be easy, but we think we're early in the process, and we are working constructively with them to try to get through this.
Jim Marlowe, help us understand. Take the temperature of the legislature on this. How likely are changes on the Michigan legislative level to bring the program in line with federal standards? This almost starts sounding like a game of chicken. Who's going to bend?
Well, you're probably, you know, I hate to see it phrased that way. I think that, you know, cooler minds have to come together. We have full confidence in Steve Fitton and his department to be able to present an unbelievable case to the federal government. Number one is, you know, these numbers that we have, 600,000, is just, you know, unbelievable. Some of the other things about Steve's department that most people are not aware of, in my opinion, we here in the state of Michigan have one of the most efficient run Medicaid systems in the nation. And I would put our system that Steve is developed is outstanding. Many states come here for tutoring. They spend a couple of days, you know, taking notes and going back to their state and tweaking their system because of the things that we have done. We have a very competitive and mostly private system that is light years ahead of anyone else.
We're just about out of time. Let me get to Steve Fitton with one final question, please, Jim Marlowe. Mm-hmm. At the risk, again, of maybe sounding a little too gloomy, what impact would a waiver denial have?
Well, the way the legislation's written is the waiver is denied, the program ends, and there would be a four-month period where we phased out services, and these people would lose health care, all 600,000 of them, not just the group that we're looking at, the 48-month group.
And Jim Marlowe, what's the conversation like right now in the legislature about
Mark,
this?
Well, I'm going to tell you in as simple as I can make it, I am optimistic. I do not think that anyone's best interest is to stop the Healthy Michigan program, period. And so with that being said, I am confident in Steve, and I think the federal government, and I'm willing to work with Steve, and if there's an alternative that's needed, you know, I'm a phone call away.
We've been talking about the fate of Healthy Michigan, the state's Medicaid expansion program. The state's currently seeking a waiver from the federal government to continue that program. We're going to continue to keep a close eye on this. Our guests today have been State Medicaid Director Steve Fitton and State Senator Jim Marlowe. Mr. Fitton, Mr. Marlowe, thanks to both of you for joining us.
Hey, Mark, on one thing, you had a preempt there. I think that, you know, Tom Petty's song needs to be Steve and my theme song. I won't back down.
Well done, sir.
That is great. Anyway,
have a great day.
I want to thank you and thank the senator for his kind words. So
very,
thanks.
Very good. Thanks to both of you.